I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Probably one of the biggest historical days ever that you guys, me and Steve, will not be around for, but Jake will be. It's Time Capsule Tuesday. It's Time Capsule Tuesday. So Shin Daddy is putting together a time capsule that they will open in 50 years.
Oh.
They will bury it outside the bank, and they'll open the time capsule 50 years from today.
No way.
50 years. You're going to pull it up like that, so it's going to be really cool. So they're putting all the items in there. I got a list of the items.
How big is the capsule?
It's pretty big. It's a pretty good size. About the size of a coffin. About the size of it is, but it's not really a coffin.
It's a big capsule.
Yeah, it's a big capsule like that. So they're gonna have vape items will be in there.
Of course, yeah.
What are vape items?
Vape items. What to vape with and how to vape properly. An MP3 player with sixth grade Sipple will be on there, and Sipple's rap will be on there.
So the
MP3 player. That's kind of cool like
sixth
that. Two cans of Bud Heavy.
Oh,
two
nice.
Cans of Bud Heavy, and that's going to be from Joe in Boulder.
Thank you.
And they had like that. And then they got a photo of Randy.
No, they got a photo.
Photo of Randy
with
smiling.
The perma smile,
tan, and shorts. So a picture of that like that. Sipple's wind pants will be in there. Sipple's
Marty's wind pants.
But they will be in. Marty and Sipple's wind pants will be in there. A life-size cutout, cardboard cutout of Young Ben. A cardboard size of Young Ben. Jake's Husker jacket will be in there.
That has to be in there.
You have a Husker jacket?
The retro one.
Oh, that's
great. He's so proud.
That has to be in there.
The hoops one.
Yeah, the hoops one. That's what I'm talking
about. Take it, Shindaddy. Yeah. It's all you. Yeah.
Very childlike.
Very childlike. Very much like that. You're going to have some stone from Midwest Bank.
Some stone.
They'll bring in some stone. So Jake's going to deliver that to him.
I'll bring that over. Hand deliver.
A Carly Simon album.
Yeah. Nice.
You're so vain.
Yeah, you're so vain. Carly Simon album will be in there. Yes. Swim's giant blue shirt. Swim's giant blue shirt will be in there.
It has to be
a lot of fun like that. A vest from Newton's Lawn Care.
There we go.
The one that he was wearing when Sip asked him, so what do you do here? So it'll be a vest from Newton's Lawn Care will
nice
be there.
Nice green vest.
The original taser from Taser Tuesday when Shin Daddy was tasering people in the bank. The original taser. In the face! Will be in there like that. Dennis LeBlanc's shirt from Sydney's wedding.
No, like
the shirt that Dennis LeBlanc
with
the Sipple spilled his Jack and Coke on.
So Dennis, he brushed it right off.
So Dennis LeBlanc, the AD at the time.
He was the AD.
The AD at the time. His shirt will be in there.
Nice, that'll nice be work.
It was a checkered shirt.
From Norfolk High, Swigert's tackling record will be in there.
Okay.
Like that. And then a picture of Kathy Woody.
Yes.
And then... Tamara's t-shirt, which says what, Steve?
It says sports talk and better times.
That will be also
that's a great shirt.
That's a hell of a time capsule right there.
So that's the capsule will be in there. Yes.
Sports talk, and it's the stool shirt. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool shirt. So anyway, it's time capsule too.
So I'll be 84 when that thing's opened up.
Yes, yeah, so Jake will be there.
A bit
imagine Jake there all of a sudden like that. And RIP Bill and Steve. That's that. And this is actually Marty's wind pants.
Jake will chuckle.
He will chuckle.
A lot of chuckling.
He pulls him out. He'll chuckle. Who's that? That was Ben. He's our producer. Ben. It's a life-size.
And that's Randy.
That's Kathy Woody. Randy.
That's Bud Heavy
from Joan Boulder.
What did Randy do? He lifts stuff over his head. Really? Yeah, no, I'm serious. That's what he did.
Ben's sideburns will be on there.
Yes, they'll be incredible. Wow. So anyway, Big day at Midwest.
That is a
quite the time.
I'm not
capsule.
Sure you're going to top that one. A life-size cutout of you.
Yeah, the big
it's not
hair.
Very big.
No, it's not very. Fit just fine.
5'4" fits right in.
Fit just fine. No problems at all.
Chalky size.
A chalky size cutout.
Is that the real size? Yep, that's him.
That's him.
That's real size.
That's all it was.
That's all it was.
Ben, I'm sorry.
Ben, you're taking shots.
Ben
knows.
Oh,
he's fine. He understands.
With the hair.
Oh, the hair is
got
the hair.
Regal. Yeah. We'll make sure the hair looks good on that cutout for sure. Is,
he had some regal. He has some regal hair.
Still does. Well, thanks to Shin Daddy for a wonderful idea for Time Capsule Tuesday at Midwest Bank. 50 years from now, 84. I'll be 84. It's kind of a scary thought right now.
No, it's fine.
Be 84 years old.
Scotland will be
50. 51.
51. Wow. It's going to be 51.
She'll be approaching
that,
retirement.
Dad, I'll drive you up there. She'll have to drive you up there.
That's a thought. She'll be 51 years old.
It could happen, Jake.
Whoa. Here we go.
Life's happened. 464-5685. Call.
That was beautiful.
Or text, as always. I saw a couple stats that were eye-opening yesterday.
Okay.
Good eye-opening for Nebraska football.
Okay.
This is where they stand nationally in a couple categories. Nebraska right now is number 2 in the nation in pass yards per game at 351.8 yards per game, and second in completion percentage at 77.6%. That's offense.
Mm-hmm.
Pass defense is number 1 in terms of 75.8 yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
They've been awesome. Now, the run defense, different story, but Nebraska's pass defense has been very good. So I would ask you, of those stats there, knowing that through 4 games where we're at, which do you believe in more, Nebraska's pass offense or their pass defense?
That's a horse race. I mean, it's tough. I'd say you'd have to look down the schedule and see what kind of passing offenses they'll play.
I'll tell you who they have here.
Well, what would probably finish higher will be pass defense. I mean, you've got Iowa coming. You've got Northwestern coming.
Right.
There's no. I don't know if there's a throwing offense that we're. That,
I mean, you
that,
got USC that can throw.
USC.
Michigan's,
USC.
Now, Childs is throwing it pretty well, too.
But there's nothing epic that they're playing against. And they're going to have a bunch of games. I mean, Iowa will throw for 100, maybe. There's.
Keep going down the list. Who are we talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so Michigan State. Maryland can pass a little bit.
Yeah, Malik Washington can throw it.
Minnesota struggles to pass. I mean,
They're going to have to throw it,
but they don't throw it well.
Yeah, you mentioned Northwestern. USC will be the challenge there. UCLA. Penn State and Iowa. Nothing really exceptional passing besides maybe USC and Maryland potentially.
Yeah, they'll finish with great numbers.
Maybe that's the answer. Now, on the other side of it, Dylan is very accurate if given time. I mean, Rule said that yesterday. He said it very quickly, but he said if we protect the pocket, we'll be in good shape. That's sort of an if right now. But if you give Dylan time, he can play pitch and catch at a super high level, and he's got the guys to do it. Mainly at the pure wideout positions. I'd like to see a little bit more from the tight ends, although Lindenmeyer did proclaim Nebraska to be tight end U, which was a
some might push back on that
stretch. But anyway, I think they're number 2 in the country in passing yards. Texas Tech number 1 is. I think
that's right.
But yeah, and some of this, come on, let's face it. Some of this is Akron, Houston Christian. Bill has said it, and I go with Bill on this. I don't really get into the stats and. Sure. For a few more games.
About week 8 is when it starts to get a little
bit real.
When
they're real.
I was listening to some the other day when I was driving. It was like, so-and-so, they're number 1. I'm like, hang on. Now, it's like, Penn State's this on defense. I'm like, Nevada.
Yeah.
They had three, not even Power 5
teams. Villanova.
See, Jake, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's like, none of that stuff is real until it gets to about week 8.
And it's really schedule dependent, those numbers. But on the other hand, the secondary is, I think it's very good. Now, the one thing to consider on this, and we didn't mention it in the opening, I don't think we mentioned Malcolm Hartsog. He won't play Saturday. Rule said he's doubtful. I'd be shocked if he plays. So that affects the conversation.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Malcolm's out. I don't know. I'll just say this. He's not playing Saturday. We'll see going forward. I just wonder how that affects things. I wonder what you do back there. I don't know exactly how they'll handle it. But he's a loss.
Oh, yeah.
Malcolm can play.
He's a really good player. And he's played a lot of, you know what helps a lot? Playing a lot of snaps.
Ah.
When you've played a lot of snaps, you played as he started as a true freshman.
Think about that.
That tells you something, that they've been in a lot of reps. That helps. Nothing compares to game reps.
And Malcolm takes a lot of heat. But what I would tell people, it's kind of like what I say about Jerry DiNardo. Say what you want. He's been in the lineup his whole career. I mean, so he's doing something right. It's just like DiNardo. Everybody's like, Sipple, DiNardo doesn't know anything. I said, well, three ADs would disagree with you. Three athletic directors who hired him as a head coach would disagree with you.
Yeah, and also, like the person like DiNardo, I defend very diligently because he doesn't have a horse in the race.
No.
He's not all – he didn't wake up – say he's talking about Purdue. Didn't wake up in the morning going, I'm going to get Purdue.
No. Jerry's not that way.
Or, you know what? I love the Northwestern coach. I'm going to build him up. I'm going to make this thing. I'm going to make it look like at UCLA things are actually right on the cusp of making it. They got the 14 against Northwestern. They're right there. No. He's not. So he doesn't have, if he's talking about someone positive or negative, he doesn't. It's not personal.
What you're talking about is he doesn't have agendas.
No, there's no agenda.
You know the beautiful thing about Jerry right now is he's 72. I don't think he'll be doing it much longer, and he's never been more blunt than he is now. That's what happens. You can tell he's heading toward the end because he said some things the other day about Nebraska that I didn't think he'd say. I was like, Jerry, you're on the record here. You know that? Yeah. He said, yeah, I'm fine with it. He was talking about why he liked Michigan to beat Nebraska the way they blocked.
Did you talk to him one-on-one?
Yeah. Was one on one. He had called actually for information, so I just said, let's do an interview.
I love listening to him.
Yeah,
and like I said, the reason is there's no agenda there.
He doesn't have.
And
agenda.
Also, when
he does not, Jerry does not have agenda.
there is an agenda, 100% on the Big Ten Network. They have an agenda towards the Big Ten.
Oh yeah.
So when they're talking about, but they're not within the Big Ten, but they have an agenda for the Big Ten. Like the SEC has an agenda for the SEC, but not when they're talking about. They're like, no, this is what I think is really good and. And this, I think they always have. And Jerry was the only one that sometimes would say some things during during camp when they did their camp travel.
Camp tour.
And he might actually say something like, I don't know if it looked quite right.
No, he would say that.
Because everybody else is like, man, I tell you what, they've got it turned around.
Glowing
this,
reviews.
This is the best Northwest. I mean, everyone is just all over the top. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, can you imagine? It's like, sometimes I don't know if I see it. I don't know if I see it right now. So he says that, and I enjoy that.
As far as your question goes, they have to protect. I mean, that protection issue sprung up. Now, I don't know what Michigan State will have on the edge. Their stats suggest they haven't had many pressures. Michigan had 30, I said this yesterday, Michigan had 36 pressures against Nebraska in one game. Michigan State has 46 pressures on the season, which would tell you maybe they don't have much on the edge. I don't know. But Bill, where I always come down on these conversations is, when they come out of the tunnel, you'll see dudes.
Yeah, they'll look the part.
It's Michigan State.
Yeah, they will not look. They will not look. You know, like it's
Fresno State,
South Dakota State.
No,
coming out. No, they won't look
Jake,
like that.
They'll have when you watch warm-ups, you'll be like, okay,
lots of good looking tight ends. They'll have some good looking players.
Yeah, so you better block on those on the edges. God dang it, Coach Sipple has really come out too much today.
They don't run the ball very well.
They don't?
Michigan State.
I haven't done a scouting report. They don't?
They had a couple big games against bad teams, but they're averaging about 140 a game, which is okay, I guess.
Not too bad.
But those are against USC.
Against USC?
They ran poorly against USC. You'll get that.
Check that out. Hang on. Help me out here.
Hang on.
If that's the case,
that's shocking.
Okay, here's
because USC is not a front that I can't run the football against.
They were okay. They ran 32 times for 112 yards, 3.5 yards per carry.
That's not
great.
Very good.
Not good
at all.
Long run of 15.
It's
not very good.
Hmm.
That's huge advantage.
Is there anything that defines Jonathan Smith teams?
Just that they will be fundamentally sound. They will not, and they will, I would imagine from watching like that, they're going to be a, let's try to get some first downs, let's use the clock, let's huddle.
Okay.
They're going to be,
okay.
It's not going to be like, oh, wait, let's go breakneck pace.
All
here.
Right. I no. didn't know that.
No, they
I
won't.
Didn't know that. That's how they, okay.
And I haven't studied, I watched almost their entire game when they beat Boston. To tell you kind of where they're at, I mean, it was an epic win to beat Boston College, who's terrible.
Are
in overtime.
Is Boston College terrible?
Yeah. Yeah, BC's terrible. I think they're 1-3.
Boston College right now is on the season. They just lost to Cal, as Bill mentioned, in head scratch.
Cal
yesterday.
Flew across the country, 6,000 miles, whatever it was.
Boston College is 1-3. They have lost. So we mentioned that Stanford beat San Jose State by 1 point of the day. I mean, they beat Boston College by 10, 30-20. Stanford over BC.
So BC's not much.
BC's, no. So and then Michigan State.
They are 1-3.
That's an overtime game for them to win that game.
Hmm. Yeah, 42-40. So, yep, double overtime.
Obviously, Childs is your principal concern. You're,
he's like your only concern. He really is. But he has the ability to do some things.
Can he take over a game, Aiden?
I think there'll be times you go, wow, and then there'll be a couple. Like, he won't be able to hold up long enough. That's kind of how I would put it.
Okay.
I don't think the game will be anywhere. I think it's a...
Is Dylan playing pitch and catch in this
it's
game?
It's 39 to maybe 15 or something like
that. Ooh, now I would think they'd get more than 15. That suggests to me 39 that Dylan's going to play at a high level. He has to.
I'd like to know. So people are pointing out in the text line, just because they're looking at the forecast. You mentioned it's going to be hot, but they're saying like 18 to 25 mile per hour winds in this game.
Dylan's got a
how much
strong
will
arm.
That affect anything, Bill?
Dylan's got
not
a
much.
Strong
Kev,
arm.
Not much. Kev. No, really. Kicking him a little bit more, that stadium's pretty well protected. There'll be some swirling. Not a lot.
Remember when I used to say on our show all the time, I want big quarterbacks with big hands.
Yes.
They can throw it into the wind. Then Rule came in and said the same thing. I felt
it's
validated.
Like, it's like he heard you.
I felt
it's
validated.
Like he is listening to you.
I think people always kind of look at me like I'm crazy.
You think he'd listen to your show,
no,
you
but,
and Sean?
You know, serious conversation. People always look at me like I'm crazy. But in this league, I want big quarterbacks, big hands, big arms. Because you got to throw it into wind.
When and then usually the kind of is more the elements, too, sometimes later on. Rain. You used to always have some games. Hey, it's raining. Mm.
I'm looking at the guy's hands. Yeah. I am. Yeah. I want that dude in this league. Now I wouldn't even say it in the WAC. Is there still a WAC, by the way?
What's that? There's not a WAC.
Yeah, the WAC is gone.
The WAC is gone. If there was a WAC, it's
we do miss
the WAC. I've coached in the WAC.
The WAC was
awesome.
Great. What a great conference that was.
It was awesome. Western Athletic.
You've coached in all of them.
Yeah, Mountain West at that. Yes, the WAC, Sun Belt. Big Ten several times.
Yeah, there's
SEC.
Gary Danielson. Where did Gary Danielson play?
Was he Purdue?
Or no, I think he's Washington.
No, I don't think that. I think he played at Purdue.
And check it out.
Hang on.
I thought
so he did the. Did he do the Ohio State Washington broadcast?
He did.
Okay, they showed him on the big screen, and he said, "Yeah, he's really." It was self-effacing. It was.
He played at Purdue.
Purdue. Yeah. Why did they show him on the big screen then?
I don't know.
He coach there or something?
I don't know. Like I said, Purdue.
He said, I've lost it a lot of places. It was funny. But anyway, yeah, Dylan should have a big game on Saturday, I would think. I don't
have any sort of Washington connection for him.
I wonder
it's
why.
Very odd. He's from Michigan, and he went to Purdue.
Yeah.
Didn't
from
coach.
Michigan.
Any, yeah.
Played to Purdue.
Played in Detroit, right?
Yeah, Detroit.
Did
the
he
Lions
play
for 8 years.
For Ohio State at all?
No, Purdue.
He did played. He travel through?
I mean, maybe, I was maybe he traveled over there. It's possible. He could have traveled there, right?
Maybe he played. Maybe they had a big game at Washington or something.
It's possible. I don't see any connection.
Anyway.
There's no connection.
I know. I heard that, though, in the garage the other day. Anyway, so yeah, that this game, I feel a little bit better about it after listening to you, Bill. Maybe they. I'm nervous about this game.
I wouldn't be. Like I said,
come on.
If you're telling me you're a little bit nervous about what could happen at Maryland because it's a weird place to play and they have a quarterback, someone athletic. He's a true freshman, so that's an advantage. But for you to say like that, that's a little bit more strain to it. Yeah, because that will be a marquee game for Maryland. To have Nebraska come, there'll be a marquee game.
Nervous.
That game, when someone says, I have a little bit of intrepidation, is that a word?
Trepidation.
Just trepidation.
Okay. Gotcha.
Good.
Someone says, by the way, they showed him because it's his last year broadcasting, I think.
Okay.
Just a tribute to Gary Danielson.
They did. They saw
that then.
Thank you.
So, but he didn't. He's not from there at all.
By the way, Rule dropped in conversation yesterday, the kickoff of the Maryland time.
Which is what, 2:30?
2:30. Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't know. And he said,
we could put that in the time capsule.
We could. When we come back, week 4 NFL winners and losers is next on Early Break on the Ticket.